I've said it a few times. I'll say it many more times. If we're looking for anything positive and good to come out of such a horrific tragedy, it is that it could have been much worse. Without the incredible and heroic work of law enforcement, Oakland County Sheriff deputies, I shouldn't have started to name, but they were the primary law that was on the scene first after the 1251 first 911 call, followed by about 100 more. And officers were there and had the suspect apprehended within 3 to 5 minutes. This is incredible police work. It didn't just happen. It happened through excellent training. And for that matter, excellent training of the law enforcement people, the medical personnel, and even the people running Oxford High School, because they've all been trained in a very special way by this man, our next guest, Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard. Michael, it shows what training will do. And frankly, it shows what happens when we have a law enforcement officer like yourself with national experience and sharing ideas with other people, including other places that have gone through this horrific kind of shooting. And because of that, all of the training that was done, much of it put into place by you and your department, really paid off yesterday in far fewer fatalities. He had 7 bullets still in that Sig Sauer. When those deputies confronted him, he handed it right over instead of shooting at least 7 more people. Good morning, Sheriff. Sorry that we have to talk about something like this, but we certainly do.
Good morning. Yeah, it's one of those things you hope and pray never happens, and that's been kind of our mantra. We hope and pray that it would never happen, but for us, that's not a strategy. Preparation is, and for years we've been preparing to try to first prevent something like this, and if we couldn't prevent it, if we didn't hear about it like we did in this situation, we didn't hear any precursors to this, that how can we minimize the destruction of life and the impact on lives. And you're right, that's the only sliver of I guess grace that came throughout that, is that many other lives could have been lost if not for a lot of things, including how we train constantly with our folks, that they can't stage outside. We don't wait for help. We go in, we seek out the gunfire, we seek out the threat, and we neutralize it. And had they not immediately gone in and looked for the threat and come across this individual, he still had ammunition in the weapon. And based on everything I've seen at the scene and heard through our investigators, those were not going to go unused, but thankfully they did because there was intervention.
And that's it's a very, I'm sorry, keep going.
I was just going to say, and to your point, the school district, who has been a big partner on training and on putting things into place, both cameras and physical things. Again, as I was walking through the building again just a couple hours ago, it was evident that that training kicked in, and the way they barricaded doors and how many of those doors had been shot through without success in getting through those doors, and the kinds of things that kept him from getting into classrooms where trapped students were, saved lives. So on the number of fronts, lives were saved.
I want to get back to that first point, though. It was standard operating procedure to have officers arrive on the scene and then set up a perimeter, set up a plan before going in. And we saw where that was very costly in human lives in another tragic shooting, where you said, as you put it in your conference yesterday, look, if I'm first on the scene, I'm going in. Whoever's first on the scene, you've got to go in. This is something we've learned. And you're absolutely right. By going in, they saved several more lives. They went right after the shooter. Wherever the gunshots were coming from, they ran toward it. And he stopped. And he handed over his weapon when confronted by the officers. More people would have been killed. And I think that's important. The other important note, you kind of said, I was there a few hours ago. I know for a fact I was talking to you on the phone after midnight last night, and you were arriving at the school. So
correct.
And it's still a very active crime scene. There was a lot going on. We have in the face of all of this sadness with Tate Meyer, 16, Hannah St. Julian, 14, Madison Baldwin, 17, all dead, and so many others hurting, we still have much to be thankful for. And now we try to recover, and we prepare ourselves for the political arguments, which, by the way, Governor Gretchen Whitmer did not participate in, and I salute her again and again for that. We have to heal, and then we have to try to figure out if there is, in a free society, any way possible to prevent this from happening again, Sheriff.
Right. Well, you know, the best prevention, and I mentioned that at the press conference before I went back to the school, as you said, late and into the morning a couple hours ago, was that the best way for us to prevent things like this is if you see something or hear something, say something. That, you know, in the past 7 days, we've investigated three incidents or three concerns at different schools and deemed them to be not credible. But we'd rather investigate 1,000 of nothings than this one real deal. And so we want people to tell us that somebody said something about shooting up a school or hurting other students or anything of those kinds of rumors, writings, musings on social media. We can't hear or see all these things, but other people typically in these situations do. And when they do, they need to share it. They're the first line of defense. And we have literally interrupted school shooters before they happened because people shared information in the past. We had a case where a six-year-old was rumored to be bringing a gun to school because he wanted to shoot somebody. And somebody said something about it, even though it seems so incredibly unlikely that a six-year-old would. Our deputies actually caught that six-year-old with a firearm.
Imagine.
On the way to school.
Imagine a six-year-old on their way to school. And again, if you see something, say something, do something. And that includes calling the police, even if you don't think it's that important a detail. They do need to know and want to know. And we are the eyes and ears of law enforcement. Generally speaking, they can't come running until the bad people start doing bad things, and then they come running. But if you can stop the bad people early, then you're helping. You're a part of police work. Anything else we need to know before I let you go, Michael?
No, let's just all, you know, hug each other, keep each other supported, especially those families. They'll never heal from this. And
yeah,
we've got to do everything we can to let them know that we're behind them, we're praying for them, we're supporting them, and we're going to do everything we can to prevent
and
this from happening.
All the families there at Oxford High School. Thank you, Sheriff Michael Bouchard. Again, incredible police work. We appreciate you and the men and women you represent.
Thanks, sir.